odds with its outward appearance of calm precision. There was a period when I took particular interest in analyzing prominent scientific publications, reading them line by line as though dissecting an intricate mechanism. Beneath the apparent rigor, I often uncovered hurried generalizations, contrived connections, and a clear eagerness to reach attractive conclusions. The task was absorbing. I could spend hours with such articles, at first admiring the beauty of their arguments, and then gradually dismantling them, like a surgeon uncovering the hidden dysfunctions within an organism that appears healthy and strong on the surface. At first, this seemed no more than an intellectual exercise, identifying weakness in reasoning, tracing where premises slipped into conclusions, noticing where complexities were simplified into self-evident truths. But before long, it became clear that more was at stake. Behind these texts was something deeply human, the desire to be heard, to leave a mark, to impress. Even in science, with all its declared rigor and mechanisms of verification, the temptation to reach beyond what could be secured was present. Authors often yielded to it, choosing exaggeration or premature confidence in order to be noticed. To me, each paper was less an isolated mistake than a symptom of something larger. Time and again, the same pattern recurred, sweeping claims without a sufficient foundation, an unwillingness to account for the human element in observation, a presumption of objectivity that was taken for granted rather than earned. Writing critiques became, for me, less an act of pointing out flaws than an attempt to reveal this pattern, to show how a tentative hypothesis could, almost imperceptibly, transform into a sweeping declaration, fit for headlines but not for truth. This work brought little recognition and no reward. It required patience, persistence, and often stubbornness, but in it I found the sharpest edge of thought, the delicate balance between doubt and knowledge, between curiosity and responsibility. Chapter 1. The Human Shadow in Science. Science, at least in its ideal form, strives for impersonality, for the complete dissolution of the human self into logic, facts, and universal laws. This ideal contains within it a longing for purification, a desire to strip away everything superfluous, biased, and accidental. Truth, it is assumed, must be independent of personality, character, perspective, or inclination. Every formula, every conclusion should be reproducible, valid no matter who articulates it. After all, if these are the laws of existence, they must be the same for all, for the living and the dead, for those born on the margins of civilization and those at its intellectual centers. Yet the closer I looked at real scientific work, the more visible another truth became. In nearly every study, behind the methods and calculations, a person inevitably emerges. Their taste, their sense of beauty or simplicity, their fears and expectations, the assumptions that take root even before the first experiment, all leave their trace. This personal shadow does not vanish. It infuses every scientific construct with uniqueness. The individuality of the researcher is audible from the very start, in the choice of subject, in the framing of questions, in the design of methods, in what details draw attention and what are passed over. One will seek symmetry, another discontinuity. One will prefer linearity, another the irregularity of fractals. These choices may seem incidental, but they are precisely what give the work its shape and direction. Reading a scientific article, one can sometimes sense not only the thought itself, but also its cadence, not literally, but in the rhythm, the movement, the quiet tension of the prose, as if a voice were faintly audible behind the dry words. This presence becomes especially noticeable when authors attempt to claim finality. The effort to cast their view as absolute, to present it as an objective picture of the world, often stems less from facts than from the inner need to give their conclusions solidity and completeness. Thus arises a subtle contradiction. In asserting the impersonality of science, the author is, paradoxically, asserting their own primacy in interpretation. Despite its neutrality, science is imbued with personal traces. Even the most precise constructs remain marked by human limitation, and it is precisely this element, meant to vanish under the light of fact, that makes science alive, with its mistakes, its repetitions, its missteps, and its sudden insights. Here lies not weakness, but the true face of human knowledge. Science strives to free itself from subjectivity, to purge itself of emotion, bias, and distortion. It seeks to appear independent of individual judgment, to stand as a system that could exist apart from the observer,